Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Gabriel Iglesias. It's Fluffy. Yes, it is. And you're checking out the Dana Cortez Show, the best morning show in the world.
En todo el mundo.
DJ Automatic hurt my feelings one morning. Anthony, oh, no. I'm feeling better, though, because I think I've redeemed myself. Good morning. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And it wasn't even my fault. I was trying to be healthy.
You've redeemed yourself. Let's just put it out there, okay?
Okay, well, let me do the backstory here. I made these delicious protein pancakes, or that's what the TikTok person said. I followed the recipe to the T, because I don't know how to make protein pancakes. And when I was making them, they weren't, like, doing the fluff.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
They were just kind of laying there. I'm like, maybe they'll taste better than they look. You know, they didn't. And Automatic, he's such a good husband.
You try to gut him down?
He ate him.
I ate him.
Yeah.
And then I reminded her, nobody wants a healthy pancake.
Yeah.
It's like an oxymoron.
You just drown it in syrup?
Oh, yeah.
Maple syrup. Yeah, everything. Aunt Jemima. He had like three kind of syrups going.
Layering it up.
So I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. There's just certain breakfast foods and foods in general that we don't want to make healthy.
Oh.
You know, so I made regular old-fashioned pancakes.
And it was redemption.
And Otto's like, dang, these pancakes are good. They did the fluff.
Well, anything was good after those protein pancakes.
Yeah, let's get the conversation on the good stuff, like the great pancakes. But also, protein pancakes can be good.
Not Dana's.
No.
Yeah, hey, when have you ever had a good protein pancake?
I'm sure, I don't know. It felt like a weight. It felt like it was heavy.
I'll say
kind of soggy.
The last one I lived with, she made really good like protein pancakes.
Did she?
Alternative healthy foods. Yeah, she did. So.
She made them so good that you were eating your fast food in the car.
Yeah. Well, that's a separate trauma.
But oh, never mind.
They were good,
okay.
though.
We don't
want
to bring that up.
So, but I agree with you, though. Pancakes are something I'm personally not willing to sacrifice.
I don't want diet gravy.
Yeah, no. Oh,
right. You know, I'm a biscuits and gravy girl.
Yeah.
And so don't try to diet up my buttermilk biscuit or my gravy.
Yeah,
that's
the sugar-free syrup is, ugh.
Yeah, it's
lacking. You know what reminds me of? That one time you tried to make tortillas with yogurt.
DJ Automatic. I blocked it.
That was another protein pancake episode.
That was not good.
Like, I'm going to make this healthy. And I was like, that don't work.
And you know, there's certain things. I like homemade tortillas. And I know some people can go to the grocery store and buy that carbless tortilla or whatever it is. I'm not that person. It doesn't taste right. It almost tastes like paper. There's no flavor to it, so that's
you ever had a breakfast so like fattening that you take a nap after?
You know what? That's, yes, on Sundays that's the best, right? Wash it down with a mimosa.
Yes, dude. I'm for me it's a chicken fried steak and eggs. Ooh, boy, what?
That is with the inner fat boy just screamed.
Yeah, come on, I ain't turning.
My
that
mouth
down.
Is literally watering. That's so gross.
Because we work every morning. I have those like chicken fried steak and eggs dates circled in my calendar yearly.
There is one diet breakfast food or food you can eat at any time that is pretty good. And
strawberries?
I think Automatic. That's not a diet food. That's a regular food. You don't have to change anything. A strawberry is good. Air fried potatoes are delicious.
Mm.
They're so good.
Inside of a breakfast burrito with ham, green chili, and potato and cheese. Yeah.
Oh, there
Inside
you go.
Inside of a homemade tortilla. No diet. All right. At National Day, Anthony A.
Speaking of no diet, today is National Pizza Party Day.
Let's go.
As we close out the school year, shout out to all the cool teachers doing pizza parties.
Always the mom, though, that brought the pizza, because you got to have the volunteers, and then you got to cut the pizza real skinny so everybody gets two slices.
Shout out to those hot and readies from Little Caesar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Out the gate, I just want to say it did not go down to the DM. My girl Rebecca was doing something amazing for her boyfriend, Adam. They just moved in together, and they didn't know each other very long. So I think that's where the whole trust issues are coming from, and this is how it all played out.
I want to know, why would you delete the post on Facebook?
Seriously?
Just tell me.
I was going to get you a new TV for your little man cave, but I wanted it to be a special.
I had a feeling it was going that way.
Yeah.
Damn. I feel like an idiot now.
You should, because she got her promotion. She's making extra money, and the first thing she does with her extra money, not go buy shoes, not get herself some new makeup or some brushes or clothes. She goes and buys her man a TV for his man cave. You go, girl. You
Very
go,
nice
Rebecca.
She was really
Very
testing
nice.
Him on that one.
They moved in together, though, just a few months after meeting. I think she was having a hard time. This is different. It didn't, you know, he kind of helped her out a little bit. Obviously, they love each other. Everything's going well. But Automatic, you never lived with anyone until you and I lived together. which I'm going to be honest, it kind of shocked me that you never...
Why would it shock you? I just never felt like I needed to live with anybody. I dated a lot of people and I had long-term relationships. Because
you had serious girlfriends, exactly. Mm-hmm. Most people reach a certain point, Anthony, I think you would agree with me, where you're with somebody, you're like the obvious thing to do is to move in together.
Yeah, and for me, it always became like a matter of like convenience because it's just we're paying for two different places to live, but we're at one of each other's houses the whole time.
Spending the night with each other all the time.
So it's like you forget that it's like how key it is to have another place to like go to. But so then when you're in that little romance era and it's the first couple months in, you're like, oh my God, you know what? We should move in.
We're at each other's house every day.
This is going to be...
I heard that one from a couple girls. I was like, nah.
So why didn't you do it, Otto? Why?
Well, first of all, you have to share bills. That's a whole other level of commitment. Mm-hmm. When you start sharing bills, that's when your arguments become real.
Yeah.
And that I didn't want to do that. I didn't feel like I was ready to be in that kind of situation.
And I know how you are with your money because when it's even now, yesterday we had a little mini fight at the gym over his money. Oh my goodness. Anyway,
that's key though. To
it is
before
key.
You move in with somebody.
You're
like,
right.
How do you handle bills? How do you do this? How do you do that? Where's your credit at? Like those are all questions.
Oh yeah, those things matter.
Have to ask. Yeah.
And the other thing, cleaning. I already know I'm a messy person. Do you want to live with me? I figured I was like, I'm going to ruin these relationships if they
move. Why not just be clean?
Well, that's a whole other question.
I get to enjoy cleaning up after him. That's my my glory in life. Yay.
And like with Dana, one of my favorite things about Dana is she loves her space just like I love my space.
I do love my space.
We obviously work together. We're together all the time. But we can be in the same house and have our own space and be away from each other. And sometimes people like to cuddle and be on top of you and want to do this and always, I need to have my alone time.
I am not a cuddler. No. I do not. I'm we're going to spoon for 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then we're going to move to king size bed. I need to be on my side. You need to be on your side. And that's a good thing. I don't need to be held to know that I'm loved.
All right.
I need
yeah.
my space. You know,
cuddle compatibility.
I was an only child. Yeah.
And then the other thing is just the commitment in itself. You're basically married when you move in with somebody. I mean,
but you're not.
But you are, though, because you're sharing all your expenses. You're sharing your life together. And when you break up, you have to unshare all those things.
Yeah.
And that's what I was like, you know what? Until I'm going to get married, I'm not moving in with anyone.
That's your Midwest conservative family values right
that's
there.
That's what that is right there.
When did you move in with your person? Did you wait till you got married?
Oh.
Or are you living in sin like the rest of the world?
And that was the other thing my mom used to always say. Are you going to live in sin or are you going to make a woman out of her?
She's going to live in filth. Dirty dog.
Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, and today's down in the DM a little bit earlier. It did not go down in the DM, okay? My girl Rebecca was 100% into her man, Adam. She was buying him a TV mount. Things just got misinterpreted on Facebook, as they often do, right? But they moved in together so soon. It was only a few months. And my thoughts were, man, there's going to be some trust issues because they don't really know each other. Mm. And I asked the question, when did you move in with your person? Is there a set time limit? What are we talking about?
My story is I knew this boy in middle school,
mm-hmm.
and we were in the same friend group. We went to different high schools. After high school, we met up again.
Okay.
And we became kind of friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, so I started my parents are trying to move out of town. I started looking for a roommate. And I put a Facebook post, who wants a roommate? And he ended up being the one to respond. And one thing, we moved in together. We were roommates for like 2 months and it turned into a relationship. And now we're married and we have 3 kids.
Oh my gosh.
That was a really good story. That was really good.
I got chills because I didn't know where it was going. I thought you were going to say it was a big mistake. Yes. But in the end...
No, we're married. We have 3 kids. We've been through ups and downs. It started off as a friends with benefits.
And now it turned into marriage. Dora, I'm going to tell you right now, he knew what he wanted from
John. Yeah, I was going to say, that man's been in love with you since junior high.
He knew what he wanted. That's why why he said, I'll respond to Facebook.
We got together 1 month later. I got his name tattooed on me, and all of our friends thought I was crazy for it, for doing that.
Rightfully
like, so. Oh, my God. You've only been together 1 month, and I got it. But look at us now, like 13 years later.
13 years!
Hello.
Hey, Automatic and I have been together longer than 13 years, and even I don't have his name tattooed on me. Dora, I love you. I'm sure she thought you were insane. Girl, I love you. Thank you so much for sharing this story, and please call back anytime. We love you. Thank
you.
We love you. We listen to you every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
That's my husband. He said he loves you too.
Bye. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We now know how much Diddy paid Cassie. Remember she signed that NDA? And he paid her money so she wouldn't release her book. I'll tell you the very large amount as we kick off with what, Anthony? Whose birthday is it today?
We have Danny Trejo celebrating his birthday. Oh. Megan Fox and Janet Jackson.
Okay, so Diddy paid Cassie $20 million after she disclosed she was going to release a tell-all book. The $20 million was so that she would never talk about what she's having to talk about now because she was subpoenaed in court. So she gets to keep the money and she gets to tell her truth. Now, she was cross-examined yesterday by Diddy's attorneys, his defense, and they pointed out in several back and forth, well, look at this loving text, you telling him you care about him. You know, you guys were together 10 years. As a survivor, yeah, you do those kind of things because you want to stay in the good grace of this person who has ultimate control, and your goal is to make them happy because everything you're doing is wrong. And so...
And you're also fearful for your life.
This
man has done a lot of harmful things to a lot of people. And yeah, it'd be scary. Imagine the things he's telling her. Like, you're not going to be able to get away.
And we've kind of gone over this, but it wasn't just Cassie who feared him. Drake got slapped in the mouth. Because remember, he didn't put Diddy on a song. Now it all makes sense.
Kid Cudi got his car blown up.
Exactly. J. Cole would always kind of, you know, stay away.
Well, J. Cole stood up to him.
No, he did. Yeah, you're right. And so he literally stood up to him. I think they were going to have like a physical altercation.
And 50 Cent's been... like
going
50 Cent's been like waving this flag for a long, very, very, very long time saying this.
Talking about everything Diddy's Tootsie Roll lately.
Oh, man.
Which I was.
And you don't have to think too hard on that one, literally. You really don't. Okay. Everything that is coming his way, I just hope he deserves it. Do you get what I'm saying here? I never hope anyone any ill will. I just want what you have coming to you in all aspects of life, and that includes Diddy. We'll keep you updated on this trial. As we've talked about before, it's a long 8 weeks ahead of us. There'll be more and more testimony coming out. We got you right here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.